Think of names, think of attributes, think of God's image. That's not law or Islam. Different names of angels and gods and goddesses, from Egyptian to Greek mythologies to Abrahamic scripture to the Eastern philosophies, mainly coming out of Hinduism, Bhagavad Gita, more broadly the Mahabharata. I think these stories and through these names are a reflection of the spectrum of the highly complex and vast network of expression. It's the emotional language broken down by different characters or angels or gods and goddesses. The stories of God of Mercy hanging out with shame and fear, spending a little bit of time around Hector, and Discord dropping an apple around three drop-dead gorgeous goddesses, and suggesting that this apple belongs to the most beautiful. That's Discord. Discord does what Discord is. It's all it knows how to do, although often uninvited. And to that specific event, certainly uninvited, not welcome. Welcome, not welcome, all the same. Discord does what Discord does and what Discord is. It's like that fable of the scorpion and the frog. Adam, learning the names as attributes taught to him by God, and we taught him all the names. This is the story of when the angels questioned, the angels together questioned God's decision to create man, to create Adam. He starts with, I know what you don't know. And then he asked the angels to provide him with names. And they say, grace to you, we only know that which you taught us. And he turns to Adam. And he tells Adam, tell me the names. And Adam is capable of expressing every single one of those names in their individual elements and in their complexities, in their networks. Let's not forget how beautiful these stories are and what they're trying to tell us if we can recenter, reshift our perspective into the dance of hormones that are translated into a very specific cocktail of emotions. And when you read these stories, whether it's the Iliad or the Bhagavad Gita, or the Quran, or the Torah, start to understand what their intentions are, their meanings and their themes are. And you start seeing the beauty of these stories. And perhaps start doing better than brushing them aside. Even from a purely evolutionary standpoint, things that have lasted this long, books that have lasted this long, have to have value. Just have to.